The GAA program with Tom Comack. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout, Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Gave agus falchú go dian Clark and Luke Claskill and the shock to the show with me, Tom Comack, as always with you on a Wednesday night. And we're out and about tonight. We're in the, among football royalty here in Chocvicky in Gweedore, of course, the home of Donegal and Ulster champions Gweedore. And of course, the reason we're here tonight is because Gweedore are playing Cara Finn from Galway, the reigning All Ireland champions, in the first of the All Ireland club semi finals this Saturday down in Carrick and Shannon. And as we head in the ad there beforehand, it's the Minnows, Mullinocte from Longford and Leinster champions taking on the mighty Dr. Crokes. But we've got quite a few people lined up for you to meet tonight and to talk to. As I said, we're among the aristocracy of Donegal football. They've won 15 senior championships, winning it, of course, this year after a 12-year gap. And as I said, we've got quite a number of people in here in Chocvicky and Gweedore. We're back here. We were here for the Ulster final. And I'm delighted to say one of the first people we're going to talk to tonight is one of the senior citizens in the area, and certainly a man that has graced and watched a lot of football down the years, Jimmy Vicky Gallagher. Jimmy, good night to you.
Good night, Tom.
And alongside him is a man that featured for Gweedore and for Donegal on numerous occasions in the distant past as well, Donal Breslin. Good night to you, Donal.
Good, Tom. How are you?
And as I said, we have many other people for you to meet in the course of the night. But Jimmy Vicky, I was mentioning there that Gweedore have won 15 senior championships titles dating back to, I think the first was in the 40s, was it? Or maybe the 30s?
Oh, 1935.
1935. And how many have you seen?
I've seen 11.
11.
I've won 11 championships.
Right.
I missed 35, 38, 41 and 44.
How come? But how come? You were too young.
I was only a small.
So the first one was?
The first one that I saw.
Yeah.
45 against Ballyshannon, a replay.
Yeah.
It was a replay. It finished 11 in the first game. Good over down by 6-3, Ballyshannon were leading by 6-3, and with about 4 or 5 minutes left, we had a sideline kick, and Big Jackie got up from Crawley, kicked the ball in, and then the ball was scrambled around the perimeter, and he was back and he kicked first time, and the ball landed in the back of the net, so it finished level, you know.
Yeah.
So the replay was I don't know if it was the following one or the next one there.
Yeah. Where were those finals played that time?
St. Union's called and
O'Donnell Park.
O'Donnell Park.
Right.
And Ballyshannon were a great team, you know. They were a great team.
Yeah.
We beat them well in the replay.
Yeah.
We beat them by 9 or 10 points.
Yeah. And Gweedore then went on to dominate for a good few years, didn't they?
They did. They had the 44, 45, 46, 47. They lost the 48 final. They were beaten by St. Union's and won 49.
Yeah.
They won four.
Yeah, and they did the four in a row a few times, didn't they?
No.
No?
Well, the three in a row.
Three in a row,
53, 54, 55.
Right, and who were the big men on those early year teams? Who were they? Who
and
were
our
the
team? And yeah. Those team?
Yeah.
Oh, going back to the Jackie Buddy Hoyt and Hughie Bug, Danny Gillespie, Ollie Vickie and Michael James here, and Huey Tim and Barney Coyle and Paddy Coyle and a lot more, Neely Gallagher, and well, Neely wasn't that guy. Stout, the brother, and Pat, and them.
And there was at one stage playing for Gweedore, there was a Lucasid, a Lemonhead, and a Stout, was that right?
Was, well, Stout was, I knew, but Lemonhead wasn't.
Yes. But they were known as Lucasid, Lemonhead, and Stout.
No. Well, maybe there was, but I wouldn't remember. No.
Is that self-explanatory, is it?
Huh?
And tell me, who were the big teams they played against that time?
Well, Dunlow, of course. When you beat Dunlow, well...
That was the big Western.
That was the big one. And if you had Dunlow beat, if Dunlow beat Gweedore, you'd have a good chance to win the championship.
Yeah.
And then...
Who were the other big clubs? You mentioned Ballyshannon.
Ballyshannon and St. Unions.
St. Unions.
And then McCool's came in, you know. And they were a good team too. The big was twice in the 60s. Yeah. And who else was it? Well, Glenn Colin Kelby's done again in the late 60s or 70s.
Yeah.
or maybe less than that if I get the time now.
Yeah. So, and then there was what? There was one in the 60s, wasn't there?
So we were three in the 60s, two, 60, 61, 62. We were beaten the 60 and 60. We won the 61, we got beat again the 62.
The man beside you was on those teams, wasn't he? Donald Breslin, was he?
He was.
Yeah.
Himself and the brother and Ailey Gallagher was the half forward line.
That was Cormac Breslin.
And on the inside there was.
And going back to the team of the 40s and the early 50s, quite a lot of those players would have played for Donegal as well, wouldn't they?
Oh, they did, yeah. Well, Judy Buggers, we call him, and Jackie, and Danny Gillespie, and Huey Tim, and the Coyles.
Would they have been all on the county team around the same time, would they? Or?
Well, the Coyles wouldn't be there after them, but Judy Buggers and Jackie and... Danny Gillespie and them, they would be around that time, you know. There were more than three, you know,
So in many ways similar to today, you know, with so many team players on the county team, you know, there was
and there weren't, you know. I mean, I was thinking there the other day, Donegal won the under-21 the first time ever, on the 1982.
Yeah.
And we won the All-Ireland in 1992. And there wasn't a good old man in either of those two teams, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you had
Donegal won the 87 under-21, and you had one man, a Dunluce man on it, hadn't you?
Oh, yeah, Brian Gallagher.
He's in Boston now, I think, isn't
he? I think he is, yeah. Well, it was a good footballer, though, he went away that time, but... I don't know much about him now.
So did football after the 60s go into a bit of a lull for a while?
Oh, it did. Sure, between 1961 till 2002, how long is that? 48. We were only in two finals.
Yeah, and lost both of them.
Lost both of them, yeah.
And why was that, do you think?
Well... We didn't have the players, I'd say, you know.
Yeah.
We had them, but maybe, you know, I don't know, I couldn't...
And of course, a lot of those players that you mentioned in the 40s and the 50s, the Hughie Timms and the Hughie Buggs and the Danny Gillespie, they would have played for Ulster as well, wouldn't they?
Oh, yes. Well, Hughie Buggs was... People think that Hughie Buggs was the first man ever to play for Ulster. But he wasn't. Jackie played for Ulster before him, you know.
Yeah.
But Jackie was always a full-back, but he was selected to play for Ulster. He was picked at full-forward.
Right.
Mark and Joe Chohan.
Yeah.
And the game finished level, you know. And then for the replay, Jackie and Paddy Connolly and Cavan were taken off. They lost the place for the replay, but they lost the replay. Yeah.
And were those games on television that time, were they?
Not at all. No.
The Railway Cup, it was later than that, it was on television.
Well,
right?
It was a lot later than that, I think. Yeah.
Being
radio, just...
Gaelic was the big game that time, Micheál O'Hare, was it?
Oh, Micheál O'Hare, of course, yeah. Micheál O'Hare was the Gaelic football man.
Yeah. As I said, Donald Breslin is beside you, Donald. Good night to you. We'll give... Jimmy, a break for a moment. Donald, you played with Donegal 60s, didn't you?
Yeah, I started playing in the early 60s, up to about 66.
Yeah.
We lost in 63, but the first Donegal team to get to the Ulster final, but I think Down now took us apart that day. Like, you know, they were after winning a couple of All-Irelands the previous couple of years, and they were a good team at that day.
Yeah. But talk to me about Guido or that time. You would have won how many championships?
Oh, I just won one time, same as the last time I talked to you.
You didn't pick one up since, no.
I haven't been able to get any since. Like, I looked through the book, sorry, but no good, no. I can't claim another one.
Yeah. That was 61?
That was 61, yeah, against Dunlow. So that was as good as two, Tom. You
know? Obviously, that was the great rivalry, wasn't it?
It was. Like, St. Junior's beat us in 60, and then we took Dunlow in 61. Then McCool's beat us a couple of times. Then they were our big rivals, along with St. Joseph's.
And what's your earliest member of football here?
Down in Marigallen, watching Guido. I remember they were playing an Aaron's Hope team from around the McCool's area, and I remember Willie Vickie and these fellas playing.
That's Willie from this establishment here.
And Tood. I remember Tood scored about 3 or 4 goals that day. Anyway, I would have been a very small boy at the time.
Who's Tood?
Tood, yeah, from this house too.
Yes, brothers.
Brothers, yeah. And Michael James then was the other brother. They were good players, like, you know.
Yeah. Were they the guy? And then who would have been the influence on you in terms of?
Well, he used to meet around Locker Carmick when he was playing. Like he played or Leinster football for Louth at the time, the year they won the All-Ireland Louth, but he wasn't playing at the time.
What, 57?
A bit of local politics chased him out, so he didn't get on the team at the end, like, you know.
Yeah. That was what, 57, 58, 57?
57, I think, Louth, won the All-Ireland that year.
Yeah. And tell me, in terms of the current team, obviously a very proud man when they lifted the Ulster title. I know you were a proud man having won Donegal.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking, coming over the road there now, we were in here now, I think it was the Wednesday night before the Ulster final, and I wasn't thinking at that time now that a month or two later we'd be sitting here getting ready for an All-Ireland. And it's something else for the club and something really for the young fellas that are in the club now and the older fellas. It's something like that they'll remember the rest of their lives, like, you know.
Yeah. And Jimmy, did you ever think you'd see the day that Guido would be Ulster champions? Of course, back in those great heady days,
there was no such thing.
Yeah.
But we've got into the Ulster thing all right a couple of years ago. But Cross McGlenn beat us in Balbabay in the first round, you know. Yeah. Like James Kelleher lost that day, you know. Yeah. We missed a couple of easy frees.
And tell me, in terms of, did you, in those years, Guido, because you were a mentor, weren't you?
Well, I was one that I was a selector for a while, you know. A good while, you know.
Many years, what years were you?
Well, when I came into the Guido, way back in the, I was there all my life, you could see, after it was about 22, 23.
Did you play yourself?
I don't know. No, it was no good. I played in the county minor final, but it's all right.
Where'd you play?
Played in Letterkenny in Dundee.
Aye, what position?
Goalkeeper.
Oh, goalkeeper, so.
I couldn't run that.
Yeah. But you had a serious interest in it?
It was our life. Gaelic football was our lives, you know. Sure, it was all, you know, even. So we didn't win much. We always had the Cherries and the Galways and the Meads and the Roscommons, all those teams, you know. Because we had Donegal, we didn't win anything much at that time, you know.
And tell me, what age are you? Do you mind me asking?
I'm 90 years, I said, and not I said 99. 90 years.
Good stuff. That's worth a round of applause. That's worth a round of applause. And I'll tell you what, looking at him, it's pity we're not on television, you could still be playing goals. And tell me, what do you make of the current team?
I think we have a good team, a great team. We have the mixture, we have the youngsters, and we have the in-betweens, and we have the couple of old boys, you know.
Yeah.
And I think we have a great team.
Yeah, Marvin O'Donnell's doing a great job,
Marvin
hasn't he?
Marvin O'Donnell's doing a great job, you know.
Yeah.
You have to hand it to him, you know.
And Michael Boyle, I think, has a big...
Well, I don't know Michael Boyle, I never know. I don't go to the training or anything, I don't know Michael Boyle, but he made a great job.
You didn't get to the Ulster final, did you? No.
No, I didn't. No. Getting too old.
You watch it. The great thing about watching television these days, you can get to watch the club finals.
The television, you see it all on television, you know. And it's an exciting game too, you know, to watch.
Yeah. Proud moment.
Proud moment, yeah.
Proud
moment, I mean. It was lovely to get to win that match,
you know.
And for the young lads that are coming through, you know, they're young enough yet, they can win 2 or 3 more championships anyway. I don't know about anything else.
There's many similarities with them in terms of the quality of players and number of players on the county teams and the teams of the 40s and the 50s, isn't there?
Oh, there is, yeah. The players are team more, they're all running together with the ball.
Yeah.
Long ago it was the long kick out.
Every man in his corner
and kick it over the bar kick it anywhere somewhere to win.
Yeah, kick it as far away from his own goal.
As far away as his own goal.
Yeah. And tell me, what do you think of the modern game? You've seen big changes.
Well, you know, I like the game. I like the game Donegal, Guido playing.
Does catch and take in it?
Yeah, I think it's all right. And like St Union's and Glanty's and Kincarra and those, they're all the same, you know.
Yeah.
I'm happy enough with them anyway.
Yeah. Of all the memories, of all the games you saw, of all the teams, what's the one that stands out for you?
I know it's a difficult question. We could probably say Dunlow, because, you know, there was an open
rivalry
there at that time. But McCool's were a hard team to beat. Ballyshannon were a hard team to beat. We beat St Union's seven times to county final.
Yeah.
Put them in seven county final.
And did St Union's deny you five in a row at one stage, did they? I think they did. Did they? No.
Well, I don't remember.
Yeah.
48.
Yeah.
48.
Yeah. But anyway, club football. What do you think? What's the thing of the chances Saturday?
Well, we have a 50-50 chance anyway. I think we're able to look after ourselves, and hopefully, I think we can win it too. You know.
Yeah. We'll be going for a break shortly. You're listening to the GAA programme here on Highland Radio, an extended programme. We're coming to you live tonight from Chalk Vicky in Gweedore. It's a special programme, obviously Gweedore playing in the All-Ireland Club semi-final on Saturday down in Carrick and Shannon. They're playing reigning All-Ireland champions Corrafin from Galway, and so that game is on in Carrick and Shannon, as I say, and I'm in the company of Jimmy Vicky Gallagher, who told us he's 90 and looking forward to the game. Watched Gweedore win 11 championships, Donegal, and he's now watched them win an Ulster championship as well, and looking forward to seeing them possibly playing in an All-Ireland final. That certainly would be a big day. You might venture to Croke Park if that happens, Jimmy.
Well, I might venture to Croke Park, all right, of course. Well, I'm about Ulster living in Navan, and you can stay there for the weekend. It's only about half an hour.
Donald, before we let you go and we head to that break, you know, what do you think of the prospects on Sunday? What do you?
Well, as I said, the last time I talked to you, it was before the Ulster final, and like I would have been more afraid of Scotstown at that time than I am now about Corrafin, because I have a feeling that if we get a couple of breaks early on, we will be able to handle anything that's come, because I think we have a good blend of young fellas and a good blend of older fellas, and they will put on a show next Saturday that will surprise a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I'm looking
I know from talking to Mervyn O'Donnell, I know from talking to some of the players, the one concern they have is about, it'll be 11 weeks almost, to the day shy of 11 weeks, the long break, and how to manage that and how to handle that. And okay, you can say it's the same for Corrafin, but they've been down that road before.
I read that there was an article in today's paper about the 11 weeks the Corrafin manager was given out, that is too long to sit around. I would say that if we had played Corrafin 2 weeks after the Ulster final, we'd be getting ready for a final now instead of, doubt about it, because these young fellas now, you know, they'd lift your heart watching them playing football. Yeah.
That's the voice of Donal Breslin and Jimmy Vicky Gallagher, and thank you for joining us. We'll be joined shortly by Joe Diver and by Alan Boyd. Joe, of course, a former stalwart of the club, and by Alan Boyd, of course, a manager, and of course, the current kistor with the Donegal GAA board. So we better keep in with him. We never know, we might need all Ireland tickets or something. So we're going to be joined by Joe, of course, a stalwart, a former county selector, county mentor, and he'll certainly obviously have some tales to tell as well. Alan Boyd, as I said, is here with us as well, and they'll be coming to us shortly. And of course, we're an extended programme tonight going until 9:30. We thank P.O. McCann for the extended half hour, and we may have one or two other guests, and we'll be heading to Corrafin shortly after the news at 9:00, where we have found a Donegal man who is involved in the club down there, a former Donegal player. We'll tell you a little bit more about that, but I'm joined now by Alan Boyd and by Joe Diver. We'll start with you, Alan, you're very welcome. We missed out on you on the last time we were here. Manager in 2006, was that right, when they won?
No, 2002. 2003, yeah, along with Tom and Pierce Coyle.
Yeah, Tom Bogue and Pierce Coyle. So won again in 2006 and had to wait 12 years, but certainly did it in style this year.
Yeah, they sure did, yeah. It didn't surprise people, but I suppose it was nice when it came, because people would have been anticipating over the years, like that they have to come at some stage. As you know, in football, there's no guarantees.
Yeah.
But it just seemed to hit a purple patch this year. Something clicked this year. And
yeah.
I think things off the field and on the field kind of gelled together just at the right time.
Yeah.
Blend of youth experience, good backroom team.
Yeah.
All these things have to come into play when you want to achieve something.
It's not just on the field, is it, anymore? No, you know, it takes organisation and commitment. But the talent pool was there. Like, because you had one Ulster under-21, you had one back-to-back Donegal under-21, you had minors, senior. I was on the Nile Field during the week, and he has captained Guido Orr from under-16, minor, under-21, and senior championships. Like, and he's still only 21. That's a phenomenal. It's probably an achievement that was never achieved before.
Probably not. And you look at the money at 20, is he now 22? But
yeah.
Even those under-16, under-14 victories coming on and facing adversity at the time, because they were getting a lot of heavy beatings at the time until things turned for that underage group.
Yeah.
So they gain experience even at that young age too, which helps them at a later stage, is now. Like, so not, as you say, as a lot of people have said, nothing faces them. That's just all experience built up over an underage career and up now to senior.
Yeah. And one man name that keeps cropping up anytime we speak about the underage and the underage success is that of Tom Bug Gillespie.
Tom. Well, Tom was what I remember. Tom with that group and the fellas prior to Tom on. What Tom? Brendan's there.
Brendan
there was
O'Bill,
different guy, and but Tom. More, they were probably in his under his tutorship longer than the rest, but up until recently, like so. That group are all together, like, and they've been down training day and night and wet weather and winter and summer, so they know each other well.
I recall, I'm not sure whether under 12 or under 14. I recall them playing St. Junan's in a regional final over in Fulcara on a Friday evening. And I remember St. Junan's, if I remember rightly, beat them well.
Yeah. Well, that's what Tom would tell you. Like, when they started in the beginning, like, they were getting a lot of heavy beatings. Until they grew up together and they got confidence, and confidence was instilled into them, and they just kept at it in training. There's no answer to training and keeping at it. It's easy getting defeat. People say you learn more in defeat than you do in victory, and that is very true at times. So they would have known that up along, that they know the other side as well, or did at that stage.
Yeah. But they've gone on a phenomenal run since under 16, haven't they?
They have.
Yeah.
Unbeaten since that, really.
Yeah. But having said that, you know, and while there's much made of that, it took the senior players, probably like Kevin Cassidy this year, especially in Ulster, Eamon McGee, Neil McGee, and then as you were saying, that Jimmy Vickie was saying, the middle age group as well, like Oran McNeilis and people like that, you know, as well. So it wasn't just the younger.
No, it's a balance of them all. You talk with Kevin and the two McGees, and then the next level down is the. Well, Ginger McFadden, Christopher's up there at their age, but then there's Donald McBride, Dan, and Oran coming after that. So that's a good experience, because you don't want to, we fear the day that they go and there's that lack of experience. But every year the younger lads are growing, they're getting more experience. So I wouldn't worry on that account. But it's great to have that wide range of blend of experience and youth.
You're tuned to the GAA program here on Highland Radio. It's a Wednesday night. It's the GAA program. As I say, we're coming to you live from Chalk Vicky in Guidoor, in Derrybeggan, Guidoor. And we're here ahead of Saturday's All Ireland AIB Senior Championship semi final, where Guidoor, the local team, first time ever Ulster champions, taking on Corrifin from Galway, the reigning Connacht and All-Ireland champions, facing a huge test. I'm in the company of Alan Boyd, who you heard there, of course, Christopher Conde Dunanala, who's also a former, probably held every officer position in the club here, and also a manager of a championship-winning team way back in 2002-2003. And alongside him is another stalwart of the club, and a man we spoke to the last time we were down here as well, Joe Diver. Joe, a good night to you and welcome as well. And no doubt, very proud man when Scotstown were conquered in Healy Park in Omagh.
First, I want to welcome Highland Radio to Guidoor. It's great to have you in here. Yeah, I have good memories. And it's a great team this year. It's a special year for the club. I'm involved since 71. Funny enough, I got the job here, and Canon McGettie, and God rest him, he made one condition. The first
job was a teacher, wasn't it?
Teacher. Yeah. The first
Munter
and Derry by School here. And they came in to me the first day now and he said, there's one condition with this job. The AGM of the Good OG is on next week.
Yeah.
And I want you to go. That meant you had to go.
Yeah.
Those days.
Yeah. When Roman spoke, Roman spoke.
That's it. That's it. And I was an officer, mid-secretary in 71. And I haven't, well, I have retired now because I'm president, but I haven't been active. But I was an officer every year nearly up till 2012.
Yeah, and of course involved with underage teams as well.
Yes, I done 12 to 16. I tried to tell Tom Bug that. I said, don't pass 16. Oh, he said, I'm going to pass.
Yeah, and of course, there was many great men worked with you down the years as well. Paddy McGinley as well.
Paddy was here. Same as Donald, there was a group of us that came up right up the line, all us involved in the club. And our first meeting that I went to an AGM was in a little hut up behind Erskalwood.
Yeah.
That time, that's all you had, and there wasn't more than 15 present for the AGM.
The club was going through a bad period at that time, was it, from in terms of senior football anyway?
Well, I've funny enough, we in Derry Bay School, 5th and 6th class in the early 80s, decided to... I asked them, would they help me with the history of the club for the first 50 years? And they went out through the parish and they collected more stuff for me than enough. There's the makings of a book, but there's another 50 years to add to it soon. But in that, we discovered a lot of things. The children were very involved that time in the underage and they were very good to collect all the stuff. And I got a lot of history. And one of the things that came up was in 06... First club was ever formed in Gwydor's in 05. And they were called, and it's very funny because it mentioned in the paper that 44 came together for a meeting and they were elected for the first club in Gwydor.
Right.
And every one of them spoke just Irish, all Irish. But the name of the club was the Gwydor Hurling and GAA Gaelic Athletic Team.
Right.
And I remember reading about different games they played, but they played in 06, they played, and the funny thing about it, the team was called Gwydor Celts in 06, and they played a team from Letterkenny.
And this was prior to any county board?
Or before anything.
Yeah.
And you know, many people attended Marragallan, and there wasn't a house within miles of it. 2,000 people attended that match.
My God.
In Marragallan.
And in 06.
A club match, Gwydor versus, and I can't think of the name, but it's an Irish name the team from Letterkenny had.
Yeah.
That was very funny because they had an Irish name.
And you had an English name.
We had an English name, even though we spoke nothing but Irish.
Yeah. And that was the very first team.
Yeah, but then that fell apart. We weren't the GA club as we know it today, started in 31.
Yeah.
And there's great history attached to the club. But I would like to say one thing in the first part of the when you were discussing earlier.
Yeah.
What happened Gwydor? Well, I'll tell you what happened from reading the history. When they separated Gwydor and Dunlow, that the standard dropped.
Yeah.
Even more so in Dunlow than in Gwydor.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what killed it, because before that you were guaranteed a home and away against Dunlow every year in the first round.
Yeah, it was but the rivalry was unreal, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, but the county board that decided, it wasn't on lower Gwydor, the county board decided we'd separate them because of what happened the previous year.
Yeah. Father Sean Gallagher reckoned, I think one of his books was that Gwydor got tired beaten by Gwydor, or Dunlow got tired beaten by Gwydor, that they opted out. But I don't think that was
the
case.
No, that wasn't true. That wasn't true, no.
But it did affect the case. And that's the voice of Joe Diver there. Quickly, before we go, in a word, Saturday, Alan Boyd. How is it going to go?
I wish we knew, but it's another game. It's a different ball game altogether. When you go to this level, it's people looking at it as a step up, which it is. Like Corrifan, as we know, have been there before 4 or 5 years.
I said a word. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to leave it there because we have to take the 9 o'clock news. But we'll come back to you afterwards, and we'll finally get you put your head on the block. Okay, that's the voice of Alan Boyd, and we head now to the newsroom for the 9 o'clock news.